Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
This is not a political piece. I want to say that right off the bat, as anyone is tuning in. This is not about who you want to vote for or anything like that. We're going to talk about the profile of the individual that made an attempt on the life of Donald Trump, Thomas Matthew Crooks, just the other weekend. And we're also going to go into the details of how might have this happened. Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, with us to talk about all of this. When this happened, actually, you were one of the first people that came to my mind. I had questions, and I think you might have some answers. Was that Radio Shack, or was that, forget what that was.
Now we're dating ourselves.
Now we Radio are, Shack. Yes, very much so. But obviously, I mean, this was quite an incident in history. We have not seen an attack like this on an American president since, was it 1981 with Reagan? So I think it's a moment, and it's kind of rare for us to say it's been that long since something horrible has happened in this country, but it has. You have probably more than half the population that was not around when that took place, including myself. But this was quite a moment. I want to talk about who this person was, and I almost was going to say kid, because you know we're talking about a 20-year-old here, and for really all intents and purposes, you know, brain's still quite developing at that point in time. I mean, get your reactions initially to what was going through your mind when this took place.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. I was talking to someone, and they said, you know, when you were watching this, what first went through your mind? And I apologize. I'm fighting a cold right now.
Sure.
The thing that struck me right away, believe it or not, was I immediately knew what it was because it sounded like gunshots to me. And I did see the miss, well, the near miss where it got his ear. My first thought was, oh, my God, who did the round hit?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can hear the blood-curdling screams in the background from the hero that lost his life protecting his family. And the others that got hit. So that was my first impression of this entire thing. And then as it developed and they, you know, took out the shooter and you're looking at the shooter, we very rapidly just focusing on the profile of the shooter, which everyone's trying to come up with this motive. Everyone keeps trying to, and we all do this, trying to fit someone into a box we want them to fit in. You know, the the Trump supporters want to try to fit this person or anyone that's anti-Trump into a certain box. And so you're going to look for political rants, manifestos, and all these other things to fit him into a box. Look, and they can point the finger to the other side. He was one of these extremists. It's all your fault. And likely the other side's doing the same thing.
Sure.
But when you have a lack of data that supports that, in other words, first of all, like you said, he's 20 years old. He did not have any life reps of time to create a manifesto. Every single person I've interviewed in his life said he never really espoused any political affiliation. Okay, his parents are like registered Republican, but then libertarians. I mean, but pretty average when it came to politics. No rants, no anything like this. And so then, since we don't have a lot of data points on assassins, so you can't really profile. Profiles are created when you have data. You assess that data and you create an ideal resume for someone who can do this. And so you don't have really data points for assassins. What you do have, you have data points for murderers. Because really, that's what he was trying to do. And when you look at the big four, again, I'm refreshing my memory on this because, you know, we do these things all the time. I look at the big four things that inspire murderers to take action. You have love, lust, loathing, and loot. And out of those big four things that are motivation for murder, what might fit this individual to inspire him to take a pot shot and try to take out the president of the United States or someone of notoriety? And that was loathing. Not loathing necessarily to the individual, because we don't have any data points that he was loathing Trump. What was he loathing? Well, we have lots of data points. Everyone around him saying he was bullied. Bullied, bullied, bullied. And so when you have someone who's been bullied, a victim mindset, I have seen reports that he had clinically been diagnosed with depression potentially. And when you have all these things together, that with that victim mentality, and you have access to firearms, no good things are going to happen. So with that, with these limited data points we have, when we're looking for a reason for someone to do something, I went to the only other data point we have is look at Hinckley, you know, trying to take out Reagan. Him shooting Reagan was not about being anti-Reagan. It was trying to impress in his deranged mind Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
By taking out someone of notoriety by impressing her. So I go to the area of my conjecture that you're dealing with a 20-year-old without the prefrontal lobe being fully formed, and he's acting on semi-impulse. There was some planning here, but again, this event was not anything that was planned years in advance.
Sure, sure.
We're talking weeks. And from what I understand, he did searches for both the RNC and the DNC. So he was just trying to do something. Of notoriety. And then he posts something, I think, the day before saying, hey, big things happening on the 13th. He posted that on, it wasn't Discord. It was
Steam,
one of the other
I believe.
Yeah. On Steam.
Yeah.
So all these things give me the hypothesis and conjecture that this was a person that was just going for notoriety to prove to the people he loathed that I'm more than you say I am. Look at me. Look what I can do. And so when it comes to motives behind this, that. And then when you then throw on top of it, then I thought of suicide by cop. Maybe it was someone did this because someone did say he was clinically depressed. But then when you actually have him telling his boss, I'll be back in work the next day.
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, and the other thing too, is the rudimentary explosive in the trunk with as a potential distraction so he could get it off the roof. So all these things lead me to say it most likely was not suicide by cop he was seeking. It wasn't motivated by any political rant. So what are you left with? Loathing towards those other people. So he's trying to prove himself through notoriety. So that's my conjecture.
So not even so much about, I mean, if Joe Biden had been going through town, he may have tried to make an attempt there. It was just more so, if I'm trying to understand this correctly, doesn't matter the figure, who's the highest profile person that's going to be coming through town anytime soon? How can I get my attention? And I'm going to go after that person just to get the attention.
I think so. I mean, I know it's a leap, but from, again, we don't know what the investigators know, but from what's been coming out in the media, and I apologize because my dry throat.
Yeah, no, you're all good.
You know, we just know what we know from what we see in the media from that leakage. I would say he was going to go for any person of notoriety he could.
Yeah. I mean, and the fact that he's saying he's going to come back into work the next day. I mean, this is someone, I mean, it makes you wonder, was he just telling his boss that, or was he thinking, I'm just going to go take out the former president and no one's going to be wiser. I'm just going to sneak out of there. And I mean, that just shows, I mean, and there's something wrong there if that's what's running through your mind, that this is just going to be take the shot, get off the roof, and then, you know, go have a Big Mac and go home. It's obviously not in any way any sort of, you know, balanced, healthy thinking by any stretch of the imagination. The big question, of course, and that comes into mind beyond, you know, who is this person? And obviously, it doesn't really play to the narrative that I think, you know, either side really wants to go, look at this, look at it. It's like, sorry, you kind of got an oddball. Is how did this oddball just, I mean, obviously, there was some planning here with the explosives that we saw about in the vehicle, but how does one just within the course of a few weeks and then literally goes and buys the ammo, I believe, like the day before, the next day, or the day of, and then climbs up on a roof with a direct shot. I mean, these are things where I think us and the general public just think, no way this could ever happen. All these things are going to be so locked down, and there's no way that this is even going to be a possibility. Clearly it wasn't, and he was able to just get right up there with people even noticing. And there was attempts there, or not attempts, but there were openings, there were windows where he could have been stopped. Let's talk about that.
I think we had a confluence of a lot of things happening. First, I think we have a leadership failure on the part of Secret Service, and not from the granular level, because I'm going to do a compare and contrast the different elements of the perimeters that you saw. And then again, I only am analyzing what I see in the media.
Sure.
This is all my conjecture, because I'm definitely not disparaging absolutely anyone. I think this is a result of a societal problem, actually.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.